Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, it's been several weeks, you know, sometimes we get busy, so I just apologize for the delay in releasing another episode. Today, I want to talk about, you know, as we go through this time of the year and this time in our history, I think there's a lot of things that we have to think about. And as Christians, we have to recognize that we have tools. And so today I want to spend time talking about the armor of God, right? As Christians, we are supposed to spend time in the Word, learning about God, right? We should be praying to our Father. We should be praying for guidance and opportunities to grow. But I think in today's world, I feel like this gets harder and harder every day. We're bombarded by this world that is so against Christianity, so against the Word of God, so against our beliefs, and they are trying to force their agenda on us, right? It happens from our friends. It could happen from our family, our community, and everybody that we love and everything that we love, right? It just feels like it's this force, this negative thing, right? And I'm going to start off by saying I'm not trying to be political, right? Hopefully this is the exact opposite, and what I'm trying to say is absolutely opposite of political, but we need to understand how we can deal with these attacks from society that is, well, I guess for lack of a better term, that are a society that is so bent on the destruction of family, the destruction of our ability to choose our own path, the destruction of Christ, and basically the destruction of life as we know it. That's how I feel about it. And so I just wanted to talk about it a little bit because, look, God has given us the ability to protect ourselves. And how he did that was by giving us the armor of God, right? He wanted to give us his strength and his courage in everything that we do, in every part of our daily lives. And so if you've listened to this podcast very much, you should know that one of my favorite books in the Bible is Ephesians. And so today we're going to go through a little bit of it. We're going to look at what Paul is teaching us about this armor of God. And so to do that, we're going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. And I read from the NIV version. I've said that many times, but in case you're following along, it's Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, NIV. And starting in verse 10, "Finally be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the best breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." See, the armor has been designed by God for us. He prepared and gave it to everyone who walks with Christ. He wanted to give us strength. He wanted to give us courage because he knew we would suffer. He knew that we would face very hard, very heated, very consistent battles against the spiritual realm. This armor has been made by God, and it is to be used and worn by all of God's children. In John 10:10, Jesus teaches us, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus came so that we could have full life. And he knows that the thief is coming. What we have to do is we have to identify who the thief is, who the real enemy is. Because contrary to popular beliefs, the battle we're fighting is not against a visible enemy. I know we may think it is, right? But it's not. We have to understand and accept that our enemy is not the church. Our enemy is not our family. It's not our friends, right? We have to acknowledge that sometimes our greatest enemy is ourselves. It's our flesh. It's our human nature. But even that's not the real enemy. The enemy I'm talking about, we all know, right? And Jesus told us what his plan is. The enemy wants us to ignore the Word of God. The enemy wants us to ignore the Ten Commandments. The enemy wants us to ignore the Great Commission. The devil, the enemy, will assault us on every side at every turn. He wants to destroy all of God's people. He's not afraid. He's not afraid of our work. He's not afraid of our words. No matter how hard we fight with good deeds, the devil is not afraid. The only way we can win this war, the only way we can defeat the plan of the devil, is by our complete resolve to trust the power of God. That's what it is. And our testimony, right? We have to trust our testimony. In Revelation 12:11, it says, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death, right? So right there in Revelations, we're learning that by the blood of the Lamb, right? The blood of the Lamb was Christ. And by the word of our testimony, right? My testimony of how my life has been transformed because of Christ. That's what he's afraid of. That's how we win. You see, it's never going to be enough just to resist the devil. We can resist until we're blue in the face, but we're still weak. You know, it makes me think about when we're kids, or maybe you have kids, right? And, you know, you're at the store and somebody wants a piece of candy and you're like, oh, I'm going to hold my breath until I die. I'll hold my breath until you give me that ball or that sucker or whatever it is. And your parents probably said, go ahead. See, but the problem is eventually you're going to run out of air. You're going to have to take a breath. You can never hold your breath long enough to get everything you want. You're not going to die from it. The devil can wait you out. If you're holding your breath, you need more than that. You need more than some simple tactic to win this war. You have to submit yourself to God. That's how you resist the devil. Only after complete submission to God can we resist. That's when the devil will leave. Now, look, I have to acknowledge that the closer we get to Christ, the harder he's going to try, the more ammo he's going to put in his gun to try to pull you away. Because the devil knows that the closer you get, the harder it's going to be for him to win. So he's going to try at every turn to dismantle that relationship that you're building. If you're far away from Christ, the devil has no reason to fight for you. He has no reason to tempt you because he's already won. He's on to somebody else. You know, I think it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyways, right? The secret here is total submission. I've said that. It's total submission to God. Total submission is the way we avoid all of the traps of the adversary. We avoid his plan to destroy everything in our lives. We cannot allow him to gain any ground, not a single step. We have to trust God's plan. And one of the ways we do that is by using the armor of God, the whole armor of God. So take advantage of the battle plan that God has set forth for us. You know, throughout history, there has been great military leaders from around the world. that have been very instrumental in developing a strategy to win battle and ultimately win the wars, right? For me, one that comes to mind is Patton, right? The old, they call him Old Blood and Guts. And he was considered America's best field commander in World War II. Everybody knows who he is. There's history books written about him, biographies written about him. He recognized the tools that he had, and he was able to use them for success. He adapted when it was necessary, and that's why he was successful. And it's just like when David defeated Goliath, right? David was too small. When you read the Bible, David was too small to use Saul's armor. He couldn't put it on. So he had to adapt. He had to use the equipment that God had provided to him. Just having the right gear isn't enough either. We have to know how to use it the right way. And that's what David did, right? He knew how to use it the right way. You got to remember that our battle gear, it can get heavy at times. But we got to stay in the right position. If we turn and run, we're not protected. As long as we trust the armor, as long as we trust our gear, we can sustain even the most heated battles today. You see, the devil, he's always going to attack. But by us being prepared, by us expecting the battle, we're ready for anything. You know, if we go back and look at Ephesians 6:10-7, we have to acknowledge there is nothing listed to protect our back. I want to just pause there for a minute and really think about it, right? And if you need to pause this and go read it again, right, Ephesians 6:10-17, you're going to recognize there's nothing listed to protect our back. So by running away from the battles, we give the advantage to the devil. We give the advantage to the enemy. We give the advantage to the adversary. The armor of God has given us the best way to overcome the enemy, and it's when we use it in approaching them, when we use it to stand our ground, when we use it to stand strong. We have the belt of truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are fitted with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Look, I could break down every piece of this. It would be simple to do. But I think it's important for you to go and study it yourself. Go and try to understand why each piece of the armor of God is specifically designed. I'll give you an example, right? I'll talk about the belt of truth. It's the centerpiece of the armor, right? It's mentioned first because it's a focal point, right? The belt of truth, right? It's about truth, consistency. Sincerity becomes the spiritual reality. Everything must be judged by a simple standard of truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, right? We've heard that throughout our lives, right? Our basic standard must be truth. So when we're putting on that armor of God, we got to put on the belt of truth. So what I want you to do, I want you to go and research it. I want you to research for yourself each and every piece of the armor of God. Really study it. Look up several commentaries, right? Read it in numerous translations. You know, go to Google and questions.org and just try to figure out what each piece of the armor of God is designed to protect and why. Understand what God is teaching you. You know, we have an enemy and he's building his power. He's building that power using fear. He's using worry, unfaithfulness. And he has unleashed on this world attacks that will discourage even the best of us. But we have an effective tool. We have the armor of God. So use it. Let's use what God has designed for our protection and refuse to allow the devil a stronghold. Refuse to be deterred. Refuse to be broken. God wants you to be equipped for battles, and he gave us everything we need to be safe. So we get to choose to be safe or not. And as I get ready to close, you know, I think it's important that I bring up Ephesians 6:18. Ephesians 6:18 in the NIV says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." This verse 18, it anchors the armor to prayer. Each day, we need to be covered in prayer. We need to pray in the Spirit for every instance in our lives. I know I'm not great at this, right? People who know me will tell you I'm not great at it. I do pray, but I'm not covering every instance of my life, and I need to be much better at that. Maybe it's pride or ego, but it certainly allows, I tell you, in my personal life, it allows the enemy to creep into my life. And so I can only assume that if you're not covering your life in prayer, you know, covering every instance of your life in prayer, that he can creep into yours too. Prayer must be more than simple, more than a simple like, oh gosh, I have to do this, or, you know, it's an obligation that I got to pray. It's not. It's the link to your Father. It must be a conversation that gets more and more intimate with each passing day, with each passing word, with each passing prayer. It must be a relationship that you have not had with anyone else. So I challenge you to make prayer with your God the anchor of your armor. And if it's the anchor of your armor, everything else is secure. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. If you are wrapping all of those things in prayer and you're making prayer your anchor, the enemy's not going to be able to get in. So today, let me just pray for us. Let's remember that we have tools. We have tools to protect us. We have tools to do everything that we need to be successful and safe against the enemy. So today, Father God, today I ask that you allow this message to be heard by the people that need to hear it. You allow this message to teach people to go and study, to allow them to open their minds and open their hearts to the armor of God, that they can, that you can help them be safe from the adversary, that you can allow this armor to convince them to be strong, to protect them, to allow them to stand firm, Father. God, I ask that they continue to pray in the Spirit for everything that they do, that you help me pray in every instance of my life, Lord. We need you more than ever. We need the armor of God. We need the sword of the Spirit, Father. We need the helmet of salvation. We need the belt of truth. We need every tool that you have given us to be successful, and I thank you for that, and I ask that you continue to bless us with these tools, that you continue to show us and guide us down the path that we need to go to protect us from the adversary, Father. I ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, I want to thank you guys for listening. Again, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. If you want to listen, subscribe with whatever podcast platform of choice. You can watch us on YouTube. We don't have all of them up there, but we got a lot of them up there. And if you got questions, send me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. Thanks. Have a blessed day.